Zapatista rebels have begun threatening tourists in Mexico's southern state of Chiapas. That has prompted the State Department to issue a travel warning for the region. The Zapatistas have blocked entry to one of Mexico's most popular rural hotels, attacking its American owner and his staff. They say that the Rancho Esmeralda now belongs to them and the tourism is finished. The incident highlights growing unrest in the region, as NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Ocosingo, Chiapas.
49-year-old Iowa native Glenn Wersch sits in an empty hut and looks out across the macadamia trees and tourist cabins on his 22-acre ranch. It's day 55 in this standoff with the Zapatista rebels perched on his front gate. He cracks a beer and lights a cigarette, taking a break from his constant vigilance.
We've been operating here year in and year out with really no problem. And on the 12th of December, the gate was closed. We were asked to attend a meeting on the 13th. And we were informed at that point that the ranch now lies in the Municipio Autónomo, Primera de Enero, and that the Zapatistas are the authorities of this municipio. They said there would be no more tourism, and they also asked me for the title to the ranch.
Wersch refused. Days later, the Zapatistas kidnapped and beat one of his employees, 21-year-old Ernesto Cruz. Cruz is back at the ranch now, visibly shaken. One of his eyes is still black, and his lips are scabbed over from the blows. I was there for 6 hours. 80 guys surrounded me, he says. I had my clothes covered in blood, my face all bashed up. They began to interrogate me, and for a long time. Why was I working with a foreigner, they asked. Why not find other work? Because there is no other work, Cruz told them. He was freed with a scrawled note for Wersch and his wife, Ellen Jones. This is just a sample, it reads, of what awaits all of you if you don't leave Rancho Esmeralda. Wersch and Jones bought the ranch a year after the 1994 Zapatista uprising against the government in the name of broader rights for the region's destitute Indians. Ocosingo saw the heaviest fighting and has remained a hotbed of Zapatista support during the 9 years of stalemate with the federal government. 2 years ago, after a failed attempt to reach a peace deal with Mexican President Vicente Fox, the Zapatistas fell silent. Now they've started becoming active. At the front gate of Rancho Esmeralda, Zapatistas chase off tourists looking for lodging. One representative, who calls himself Jose, maintains his distance but denies the Zapatistas have demanded the property deed from Wersch. We just wanted to confirm he's the owner, he says. We're not trying to screw over anybody. He's the one trying to screw us. A moment later, he adds, Wersch has got to go. We're running out of patience. Patience is thin not just here in Ocosingo. 2 weeks ago, a group of Canadian and European kayakers were kidnapped in southern Chiapas. Their Zapatista captors robbed them and sent them packing with a similar message, foreigners stay away. At the Wersch's gate, a local farmer walking home from his fields puts it this way.
Allá no me permiten pasar también. Tiene que pasar.
The gringos won't let me cross the border to work, he says. They decide who can be there in the U.S. As Indians, they don't let us in, he adds. So we won't allow them to be here either. This man's frustration goes to the heart of the tensions in Chiapas. For centuries, these Indians have been exploited, marginalized, and forgotten. Malnutrition is rampant. Most families scrape by growing corn. There is deep mistrust of foreigners, a belief that outsiders want to buy up all their land and destroy their culture. The Rancho Esmeralda standoff and other incidents have prompted the U.S. State Department to issue a travel warning for Chiapas. Chiapas Governor Pablo Salazar is downplaying tensions in the area. In fact, he's just been in Europe promoting Chiapas as a great investment. Officials have refused to send in the police, afraid of shattering the fragile calm in Zapatista territory. Their message to Wersch, be patient. But after 2 months, Wersch has begun sneaking out his belongings via a rough trail that passes over several ranches and past towering Mayan ruins. But walking to meet the truck that will haul out the final load, he's told a neighbor, Doña Socorro, will no longer let vehicles cross her property. By chance, she appears on the path, accompanied by a man. Wersch approaches her. Doña Socorro, he pleads, why can't I cross your property? Let me pass, responds Socorro, her eyes cast downward. Let me pass. Wersch tries to block her way. Socorro's companion tells her to pull out a knife. Stick him with it once and for all, he urges. Socorro unsheathes the 4-inch-long blade, and Wersch steps aside.
I really would, you know, she would just give me the courtesy of saying, why? if she was under threat of invasion, okay, I understand. Okay, thank you for sharing it with me, and I won't jeopardize your property. This lady's a real hard one to figure out.
Completely isolated, Wirth says he's now willing to leave the ranch if he's compensated fairly. The governor's right-hand man arrived by helicopter last week to see how much Wirth wants. A buyout lets the government avoid a clash with the Zapatistas, but it also skirts the root cause of the problem, endemic poverty. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Ocosingo, Chiapas.